In a few minutes, what would a high school junior assign us to cover? I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Probably not this next story. The oil industry merger that fell apart today. Stock in two huge oil field services companies, Halliburton and Baker Hughes, were each up more than 2% in early trading. This after they announced their wedding is off amid antitrust concerns. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams says there is more to this.
To give you a sense of how much the oil industry slowdown bit into this deal, back in the fall of 2014 when it was announced, it was a $35 billion deal. And back then, oil prices had just started to slow.
It wasn't clear that it's going to last as long as it has and that it might actually continue. And I think that has changed the economics a little bit.
Lata Ramchad is dean of the University of Houston's Business School. In today's market, the deal would have only been worth about $28 billion. Plus, regulators didn't like the idea of consolidation in an industry that already doesn't have much competition. Hugh Fraser is a partner at the law firm Andrews Kurth, which focuses on the energy sector.
But I think this is one where there was just too much in terms of the product lines of both companies that were just too close and over the top of each other.
Halliburton has to pay $3.5 billion to cancel the deal. Baker Hughes says it will use some of that money for share buybacks and to pay down debt. I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
2 months ago, 140 stores were closing. Now there's news that all Sports Authority stores will close nationwide. The chain is more than $1 billion in debt. If any are resurrected, it'll be by some new owner. School nurses are being enlisted in the fight against drug overdoses. The maker of the opioid anti-overdose nasal spray called Narcan is paying for all U.S. high schools to get the antidote for free. From the Marketplace Education Desk at WYPR in Baltimore, Amy Scott reports.
A national survey in 2014 found that close to 500,000 12 to 17-year-olds, or about 2%, had abused painkillers. Ariel Engelman is co-founder of the Naloxone and Overdose Prevention Education Program of Rhode Island. Her group found that more than 18% of school nurses had had to call 911 for a suspected overdose of a student.
Some nurses have even had to call for a suspected overdose of a staff member. So this is something that is happening in the schools.
The National Association of School Nurses has teamed up with Narcan manufacturer Adapt Pharma to develop policies for schools that have the overdose antidote on hand. Beth Matty is the association's president.
It's saving a life, just like we would use EpiPen for a bee sting allergy, or we'd go get the AED if someone's having a cardiac emergency.
An Adapt Pharma spokesman says Pennsylvania and New Hampshire have signed on so far, with Kentucky joining in the fall. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
So we heard from a 17-year-old who said she's a super fan of this program, the Marketplace Morning Report. I know, go figure. So we invited Patricia DeHaven, who's in the 11th grade at Mayfield Senior School in Pasadena, to come in with her mom to one of our Los Angeles studios. Good morning, Patricia.
Hi, good morning.
So I get many pitches every day from corporate PR people. Please, we have a great story for your radio program. Setting those aside for a moment, I'm interested in what a person who goes to high school might like us to cover. Give me some suggestions.
I would want to start off with saying that back in October or November, you brought in a story about Urban Outfitters selling pizza, and that really piqued my interest. So I think more stories relating to that, but also with celebrity endorsements. Like, I know Kanye West and Kylie Jenner, who are now family, they have kind of opposing deals with sports companies. So I think that would be something interesting to listen to.
So in other words, innovations in retail might be a genre for us to focus on a little better.
Mm-hmm.
And then celebrities, right? In other words, the business side of celebrities as opposed to just the celebrity.
Yes, definitely. And how they make so much money, but then also how the company profits from their endorsements.
In other words, looking deeper at actually where the money is flowing instead of just, you know, focusing on, you know, who's in, who's out, who just got a divorce, who didn't.
Exactly.
Now, listen, junior year, you must be thinking about colleges.
I have started to look at a couple colleges. Some top choices I have are William & Mary, Holy Cross, which is where my brother attends, Lafayette, Connecticut College, and my two REACH schools are Vanderbilt and your alma mater, Stanford.
That's going to be a tough choice in the end. You're going to have many choices, I guarantee you. I'm going to call you around the time of your acceptances, and it's going to be an embarrassment of riches, I'm sure.
Thank you.
So what's been the discussion in the family about how you're going to pay for this?
Well, I have a college saving account that my parents put money into every year, financial aid, and if I can get a scholarship, then I will 100% take it. It just depends which school offers it, really, but I think with my list, I'll be happy wherever I go.
And do you work at all, or just with all the studies and so forth and extracurriculars, that's impossible?
I have a little side job. I walk my neighbor's dog a couple times a week, and that actually brings in a pretty heavy cash flow for such an easy task.
Patricia DeHaven, CEO of Dog Walkers Incorporated of Hancock Park, California, also a junior at Mayfield Senior School in Pasadena. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
On this subject, President Obama once told a group of Iowa high schoolers about the advice he gave to his own daughters. Don't, he said, stress too much about having to get into one college. Quote, just because it's not some name brand famous fancy school doesn't mean that you're not going to get a great education there. Well, there's news today that President Obama's daughter Malia is going to Harvard. Apparently it's a little place in New England somewhere. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.